W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The wait continues for news out of Southern California after 10 people were shot and killed in a mass shooting at a dance hall in Monterey Park. There's a Lunar New Year celebration taking place. Taylor Rosa was near the scene.
It sounded like firecrackers, but then I realized it sounded like a very heavy artillery weapon. It's just... And then I could really tell something was going on, because after that, you could hear the sirens after that.
10 people were hurt, and the shooter has fled the scene. Authorities earlier did not provide a description of the suspect, but said they've not determined a motive or whether it was a hate crime, as the city with a large Asian population was hosting a weekend-long Lunar New Year celebration. President Biden's lawyers said on Saturday that FBI agents recovered more documents with classified markings from his Delaware home. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, asked about the fallout on ABC's This Week, said,
"I think the fallout is right now. We're talking about this instead of President Biden's leadership."
This is ABC News. Tension is mounting in Europe as the war in Ukraine continues. ABC's Matt Gutman has the latest from Kyiv.
Poland lashing out at Germany for its refusal to allow its tanks to be sent to Ukraine. That is, we're hearing of increasing Russian movements in the area of Zaporizhia. Zaporizhia, of course, the site of the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. Russia appears to be trying to consolidate its hold over the area.
The city of Memphis is on edge after the death of a black man following an interaction with police. Five officers were fired Friday, says ABC's Ike Ajachi.
This all started 2 weeks ago when officers pulled Tyree Nichols over for reckless driving. That's what investigators say two confrontations took place, one before Nichols took off and another as he was taken into custody. People say Nichols complained of having shortness of breath and an ambulance arrived at the scene. The 29-year-old died in the hospital just 3 days later.
His family set to view body camera footage of the incident on Monday. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wildlife advocates want to ban bear hunters from using dogs. That's because hunting dogs tend to get into fights with federally protected gray wolves. A new study says wolf packs suffer when a member dies because of human activity. Mike Mohn has more.
Researchers say wolves sometimes venture out of protected sites like national parks, and when one is killed by poaching or struck by a vehicle, the chances of its pack staying together decrease by 27%. If it's a pack leader, group stability decreases by more than 70%. Kira Cassidy of Yellowstone National Park led the research, says these impacts don't always surface in population estimates, but they're just as important.
Each wolf kind of has their own set of responsibilities and tasks, especially the leaders. And so when a pack loses one of those, it is the most detrimental.
In Wisconsin, conservation and wildlife groups are asking the U.S. Forest Service to ban hounding in Wisconsin's Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. Because of federal protections, wolves can't be hunted. But the petition says there are still violent encounters between hunting dogs and wolves, even when other animals are being hunted. The Center for Biological Diversity is among the groups seeking the ban, where Colette Atkins says it's a matter of public safety, too, with people hiking through forests.
We don't think this type of hunting has any place in our national forests, which really should be a haven for wildlife.
On a broader scale, some pro-hunting groups and farmers' advocates say wolves prey on livestock that need to be protected. Separately, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is in the process of updating its wolf management plan. The public comment period has been extended to February 28th. Mike Mohn, Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underly said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Very, very special guest.
Max.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. I am Max, the owner of Hardwater Freaks.
We can hear the phone. There we go. Sorry for that. You were listening to Raised in Wisco on 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shop. It is another Thursday. Another hot Thursday in the studio, but also it is hot outside. We do not like that because therefore that means no ice. But no safe ice, at least. Joel Clayfish is at an SCI banquet, the monthly meeting at Thunder Bay Grill. So it is just me today, and it's not girls' night out. Unless you guys have got something to tell me. No? No?
It is definitely not girls' night out. It is it is guys' night, skipping fishing night out right now.
Well, we have Max Aruba and Roman Tuller. I'm very excited to have him in here. You know them as, well, you know Max as Hardwater Freaks, Mr. Hardwater Freaks himself, the guru. Hardwater Freaks is specific to ice, obviously hard water, and it's just specific to fishing. On Facebook, you can find them at Hardwater Freaks, and on Instagram, Facebook, they're at over 27,000 followers. On Instagram, 16-plus thousand followers, which is quite a feat. Which is
thanks to a Crocs viral video.
A Crocs viral video?
Yes, we had a few during early ice this year, a few drinks at the launch, and I did something, and Roman's like, we need to grab the phone, and so we grabbed the camera, and that went up to, I think it's 15.6 million views right now.
Oh, wow.
And we were just being...
being ourselves.
Being ridiculous is what we were being, just trying to be funny. Like, we don't expect anything to go viral, as they call it, but it was kind of cool that it did go viral because it was just us acting, you know, like we do. And anybody that fishes,
which is fun, we need that.
Oh yeah, anybody who fishes with us is like, you guys are off the freaking wall.
Well, just sitting with you guys for the 15 minutes before, I feel like I gained a six pack from laughing so hard.
it's that nonstop. Hence the Creed intro, because we literally idolize Creed only while we ice fish.
Only
while we, and duck hunt.
Duck hunting.
Okay, I want to dive into Hardwater Freaks right away. How and when did that start? Like, what was your vision for it, and did it exceed it?
So, actually, I had been on a whole mess of other Facebook groups in 2015, and I saw how much of an S show, we'll say, how much of a crap show it was, and that's why I was like, you know what, there could be better. So I started my own for fun, and it was like 17 of us for fun, just having a good old time. And ironically, an early ice safety video went viral at like 126,000 views.
Oh, wow.
And overnight we hit 12,000 new followers. And I guess I'll never say I'm a professional fisherman. I'm very experienced. I know a lot. I fish all over the state, Mississippi River, you name it. But just another Joe Schmo, and I happen to have a great platform that I built off of helping veterans and kids.
Yeah. I did not meet you because of Hardwater. I don't know if you remember, but it was a deer fest, and you're working for or at the booth for Wisconsin Whitetails, I think it was?
No.
No?
No.
Or were you?
You probably bumped into me at Deer Fest stopping by another booth.
Oh, probably. Yeah, I never worked the booth there,
but I always go. Why not go see companies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's how it started, because it was from there.
Yeah.
And then because I wanted to go see Ivashaki, you know. Woohoo.
Yeah. I mean, going to see, there's a lot of heroes. Everybody has a hero in the outdoor industry. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say I have heroes, but I have a lot of people who look up to me for like knowledge and just having a good time and promoting like kids, veterans, and just having a good time while ice fishing. And I don't take it seriously. If you know, I promote every day on the ice is a great day.
Yes.
And we have a lot of days where we don't catch any fish like everybody else. And it's like, let's not tell anybody about this one.
But we take a lot of pictures and it appears that we do very well every time we go out.
Sweet. Well, and everybody, hello. Say hello to Roman.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
So how do you guys meet?
Funny story.
So have you ever heard of Craigslist?
Misconnections.
There is a misconnection section on Craigslist. I know we don't use that much anymore, but there's a lot of us old guys that still go on there. Actually, Max's grandpa and my grandpa lived right next to each other, kind of grew up next to each other.
That's awesome.
My dad and Max's dad went to school together. And then I hit Max up on the Craigslist personal misconnections and was like, hey, you know, there's three generations, might as well keep it going here. But I hit him up on Facebook and Hardwater Freaks. I was also part of a bunch of different Facebook groups. And we kind of just hit it off and said, you know, my dad lives next to you, or your dad. My dad went to school together. Your grandparents lived together. And we just started fishing together a couple years ago.
Just so not to cut in, but my dad,
it was fate. You're right.
My dad could for sure beat up his dad, just so everybody knows.
Many stories about Max's dad. He was, and I will quote here, my dad describes him as a brick S house.
Well, my dad was a bodybuilder. Yes. So.
And then we hit each other up and just started fishing together. And I think we get along very well. So we've been fishing together ever since.
I disagree with that last statement. I tolerate Roman.
I feel like this whole episode is going to be me just laughing. Oh, yeah.
Like, and here's the thing. You ask anybody that comes around us, it is like this nonstop.
That's awesome. Well, speaking of people asking about you guys, if you are listening, and give us a call at 844-967-2789. I heard that there might be plenty of callers calling in.
Who knows?
There's quite a following you guys have here.
We have a very big fan base. Yes. And it is impressive, and it's an honor to have such a big fan base. It's not the biggest, but it is probably the most honorable fan base you're going to find, because they follow everything we do, and mm-hmm. the vast majority of our following contributes to what we do. So it is like 100% turnaround on the fan base.
That's good. And I have your notifications for Hard Water Freaks every single day, and it's just going on there. There is everybody promoting each other.
Yeah.
So it's not like a bashing, saying, oh, why did you do that? Where did you do this? And obviously, that stupid question everybody asks, oh, what lake are you on?
Oh,
where
my
are
God.
You?
What lake? What lake?
What lake? By what tree are you at?
So, I mean, that was the big thing. Get away from the BS marketing posts. Get away mm-hmm. from the meme shares. Get away from the guideposts. No offense to guides. We all love guides. But get away from the constant guideposts. Get away from everything else. Make your own platform. And it might never be the biggest. And I don't care. I could care less about the biggest. But I will tell you this. The quality, and I won't say it's better than anybody else, but the quality puts shame on a lot of what we see in the social media world right now. Mm-hmm. And I have fun. I stir the pot. I tip the little teacups over all the time, and I make some people mad. But we do have a quality following, and it's no tolerance. So, like, if you do something that's, like, completely off the wall, it's like, sorry. And mind you, I have friends that are blocked from the group because they can't filter anything.
This is true. And this is, so I'm gonna pull the girl card on this. That's why it's so hard for females to get into outdoor things, like for Hard Water Freaks or for any hunting in general. It's because I say, well, I'm gonna be doing this and this and this, and I have this and this and this, what's your opinion? And then it just trickles. And it's just like, oh, well, you're doing this because of that. You're doing, like, they make up so many stories. Right. The stories I have
women,
about myself.
Women
that I do
right
not know.
Now are growing faster than any other format in the outdoors. Mm-hmm. And it's because of things like what we're doing right now. Is, you know, we're two dudes, obviously. Yeah. Well, I mean,
are you?
I haven't seen him pee. Oh. But he is, from what I understand, he does have kids that are his, so I'm not sure. But so women are blowing up out of this world, and there's a lot of great women in this industry.
Just now, in the last few years.
I will plug Casting Queens. don't know if you've heard of them. Casting Queens is huge. Megan Zielsdorf, great woman. And then you have women like April Williams and Sarah Kozlowski and Nicole Stone Outdoors. You have these women out there that are like blowing up by just being women who go fishing, and they're not faking it.
Yep.
They're going fishing. You got women like Megan Zielsdorf, the owner of Casting Queens. She openly admits she's still learning. And that is just amazing.
Like, isn't everybody learning every single day?
I'm still learning, but like, she openly admits that she's new to it and she's learning, and she takes all insight aggressively and takes the information and learns from it. And she promotes that for all women.
That's good.
So all women can grab that, take it, run with it, and like thoroughly enjoy being new to the sport. So like, there is a lot of women out there, like, you know, Jenny, I don't know if you heard a girl, 10,000 Lakes on Instagram, she's unstoppable. I mean, she promotes the lifestyle of hunting and fishing with a family. So it's like, you have these powerhouses out there, and they are truly, like I said, unstoppable. You're not going to stop these women from making it a better industry for women in general. And companies have already jumped on board.
Oh, yeah.
We all see it. All the companies have jumped on board, and they're all for it. And you look back 10 years ago, that's non-existent.
And it's also, I love social media, but I hate social media. Is for the reason that it's easy to bash. People have internet, you know, cojones.
The
keyboard warriors.
Yeah, the keyboard warriors.
Everybody in the industry has turned into a keyboard warrior.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other positive things for, I just learned about Casting Queens. Yeah. I am going to go home and follow her and like learn things from it. I'm so excited for this.
The negativity on Facebook is so easy because it's so easy to type it out, but nobody will say that to your face. And it's the keyboard warriors that are making it worse for everybody else. Yep. Now, like I said, I stir pots and I flip little teacups over and I make people mad, but it's like all of my information that I bring forth while I do that, I have fun with it, one, and two, I'm giving you real information and calling out BS information in the industry. So, you know, shame on me for it, but it gets the message across and it works really well because Hardwater Freaks is booming out of control.
Oh, it is. It definitely is. Just like, I have the sweatshirt and you said you sold how many?
We've like sold, 7,000 hoodies or something like that now. I mean, I would say 6,000 is the conservative number. And everybody who wears one will tell you it's the warmest thing they've ever worn. Because, I mean, it's not cheap. It's an expensive 10-ounce hoodie, and most people do not wear a jacket with the hoodie. And mind you, that's like our big apparel item, but we sell a ton of apparel every single year. But it's so nice to have such a big following, and women are growing. If I look back 3 years ago, my analytics and my insights on social media were 4% women. It's up to 8.9 in just 3 years.
Oh, that's I've got all about the analytics part
of
that.
So I follow them very religiously. Like right now we're operating Facebook at like 343% and Instagram at 141%. And it goes up and down, but ours stays close to 100% at all times because we continuously give back.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you look at the vast majority of people, they do not do that.
Yes.
And it's so easy. I mean, you could literally go to, I almost said Gander Mountain. Holy flashback. Stop at your local Gander Mountain Hunt Fish Camp. No. But it's kind of interesting because anybody could go buy something and give it to a kid and you may made a difference.
Yeah.
It is that easy.
It is definitely that easy. And you guys should go to Hardwater Freaks Facebook page and go on there and buy some merchandise. I just put the little clicker down on my chair. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Max and Roman about, well, mostly Max, about your military life background and why you decided to bring into the veterans into this.
It's a good time.
You're listening to Raised in Wisco. Call 844-967-2789.
I'll show you
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 26. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 17 tonight. Overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 30 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun. Temps above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the upper 20s. Chance for snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 19.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
No, I'm out here. I said Creed and Nick.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots.
Oh, I'm trying so hard not to laugh. This is not working. Welcome back to Raised in Wisconsin.
The last one.
You're listening to WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw. We're at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Waukesha, the Fishbowl, as Joe Clayfish likes to call it. Joe Clayfish is not here today, which is unfortunate because he is missing out on a heck of a show.
He's probably out ice fishing.
He is where actually...
We should be. Break. We should be.
Joel is actually doing a... He's a guest speaker at Thunder Bay Grill for a SCI banquet, talking about his red stag hunt in Spain. Gosh, I would love to do something like that one day. But
I wish I was rich, but whatever.
Max. You can win those hunts at the SCI banquets. I have done a couple gun girls things there, and there's plenty of raffles that you can win, which is a lot of trips, fishing trips, charters. You name it, they have it at these banquets, which is not only for SCI, but for Pheasants Forever, Turkey, Elk. Just go to your banquets and support your local chapters in Wisconsin. And speaking of raising for fishing events.
Oh, boy.
I feel like next week is a big week for you.
I'll be super formal because my accountant is listening.
Next week is a big week for us.
Next week's a huge week for
why
us.
Why is next... I'm very excited. Please do tell.
It's super emotional week. I cry literally every single year.
He does. cries do. Every year. Aww. Like
it's
a baby.
It's a lot of work. It's super emotional to have that much support. To have that many people show up like for what you do is like impressive. And like the first year, it was like 80 people on Enterprise Lake in Anago, Wisconsin, and then like 120 at the bar. I was like, okay, we're on to something. But when we were out there, the lake was like, just people all over the place, but nobody was talking to us because like the message didn't get across of where we were.
So wait, before we can continue, tell what we are talking about. This is not a jamboree. This
so
is
massive.
Not a...
It's just a massive come fishing with us, fish all day, raffles, speeches. And then we end up donating a bunch of money of the profits to veterans nonprofits. Shameless plug. Wounded Warriors United Wisconsin, not affiliated with the famous Wounded Warriors, but Wounded Warriors United Wisconsin, WWW. And we also, this year, we are taking the full lead on helping kids ourselves. And we are actually, last year, we bought two charter trips. We donated them. But this year, we're going to take the full lead and take kids out fishing by ourselves. And I'm the lead photographer, videographer for all of those trips.
That sounds so exciting.
It really is. So the event, people just show up, fish all day. I don't believe in having event tournament style to make money off of people catching fish. I just this is where the event is. It's next to the lake, and they show up. So 4 years ago, we had like 80 on the lake, 120 at the bar. And then the year after that, I was like, let's take this more serious. So we formally brought on sponsors. We had, I think it was 220 at the Milwaukee Yacht Club. Then I was like, they didn't yell at me, but they mentioned this year at max capacity. Like you had like 300 people come in and out today, but 220 stayed. So then we go, now it's at the Lure Bar and Grill. This will be year three there. 2 years ago was 442. Last year was 552. This year will probably be a little bit less because of inflation. I've already had tons of people mention that they're just not able to make it because of everything being so tight.
Yeah.
With everything being so tight on people's bills, you got to add in the fact of lodging and travel.
Yeah, so it's kind of a trip too, isn't it?
Like it is. 2.5 hours up.
Wait, where is it?
This is up by Pete and Will. So 2.5 hours pretty much north of the Dells. But nonetheless, it's still going to be a great event. It's going to be a lot of people showing up. And huge raffles. It is the official, as of last year, biggest ice fishing event in the nation that is independently ran by solely me. Now, when I say me, I mean Hardwater Freaks. We are the only name that puts this on. We have over 40 professional sponsors that sponsor the event, and none of them have their hands or financial means on that event.
Wow.
So it's truly an honor to have that kind of power going towards veterans and kids missions. So it really is. And there's other huge events out there, but we are the biggest independent event, and it is an
honor.
That's
definitely something to say.
It's an honor to have so many people show up.
And then your right-hand man, Roman, definitely helps with that, I'm sure.
Roman's musical skills is what brings the crowd to the event, I think.
I mean, I wear a mean safety vest. Last year, I was able to sign a bunch of people up with their waivers, and their safety vest wearing was quite nice.
Yes.
I do think that
he wears an XL, just in case you guys are wondering.
This year, I wear a large, just in case anybody was wondering.
He has gone on a fitness kick because ice suits in the bigger than large sizes are a little pricey now. So he had to tone it down.
Inflation.
So,
no, but I think it's important to recognize, too, that this isn't a fishing tournament. Mm-hmm. It's not a everybody run your biggest fish up to a board and hang it and kill it. It's literally just a big gathering for fishermen to come and fish and have a great time.
Which is absolutely fantastic. I'm so excited for that. Now, I wanted to get into, we're going to go to break a little soon, about 2 minutes, but I wanted to get into the whole veteran part. Because for me, I hate to admit it that I don't know much about the military except for I thank you every single day for my...
99% of people don't.
Yeah. So what, I don't even know how to ask this question. What brought the veteran purpose to it?
So I served 8 years in the Marine Corps with the infantry. I went overseas twice, and once to Iraq, and then once to Asia for a year, and then Iraq for 8 months, obviously, with the infantry. And it was completely unintentional with Hardwater Freaks. Like, I never saw what we were doing going back to helping veterans in this sense. I was just fishing. Like, I was just a normal guy who bought a fishing license, who went fishing, and I liked posting pictures on social media. And then the sponsors just started coming in hot. So we'll get back to that after the commercial, obviously.
Oh, look at you go. I'm going to give you 30 more seconds to talk about that.
Okay, so I mean, it's common sense. I was a veteran. I was discharged honorably. You know, I have my medals still. I have my ribbons. I have my uniform, all that stuff. And I was contacted by a nonprofit if I was willing to help. I donated a kayak, like a $1,500 kayak. And so it went from there.
Good for you. But like he said, like Max said, we'll talk more about that after the break. Give us a call at 844-967-2789 for any tips, tricks, questions, anything you may have, stories. I need to hear some stories.
Oh, we got plenty of stories. Come on, Freak Nation. Call in and give us some talk.
There's too many stories.
You're listening to Raised in Wisco.
These are really
keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The wait continues for news out of Southern California after 10 people were shot and killed in a mass shooting at a dance hall in Monterey Park. There was a Lunar New Year celebration taking place. Taylor Rosa was near the scene.
It sounded like firecrackers, but then I realized it sounded like a very heavy artillery weapon. It was just... And then I could really tell something was going on, because after that, you could hear the sirens after that.
10 people were hurt, and the shooter has fled the scene. Authorities earlier did not provide a description of the suspect, but said they've not determined a motive or whether it was a hate crime, as the city with a large Asian population was hosting a weekend-long Lunar New Year celebration. President Biden's lawyers said on Saturday that FBI agents recovered more documents with classified markings from his Delaware home. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, asked about the fallout on ABC's This Week, said,
"I think the fallout is right now we're talking about this instead of President Biden's leadership."
This is ABC News.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquezan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Shared live feed on Hard Water Free's
Facebook group.
So you can go on there and watch the beautiful show that they're putting on for all of us.
It is a show.
It is.
Okay, hold on. Please, we have a show to do.
Go ahead.
So before we get back to what we were talking about, how the veterans got all, and how you involved the veterans with Hard Water Freaks, we have Concrete Crappie LLC from Marshall, Wisconsin on the phone. Your name was on there before, but I do not remember.
Stephanie Jackson.
Oh, Stephanie Jackson.
She's the founder CEO.
Hello, Stephanie Jackson. Are you there?
Oh, you had to give it away, Max.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm laughing hysterically for the past half hour.
Hi, Steph.
Hi. Yes. It is a laugh show when you are with those two on the ice.
Oh, so you know about this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, Concrete Coffee, tell me quickly about that real quick.
So, we were fishing last year with Max, and it was early ice. So, we made a video about when the ice was going to be thick enough to fish, and we had a crappie laying on the ice, and Max had made a comment about it. We found it on the concrete, so that's where concrete crappie came.
That's perfect. Yeah. So, Stephanie Jackson, can you tell me a quick thing about you and getting female? Do you help get females out on the ice fishing? Tell me a quick plug for what your advice is for females getting out on the ice, please.
I just really started a few years ago. After Max's second event, I won an ice suit. So I told my husband if I won it, I would go ice fishing, and I won. So I've been ice fishing ever since, and I love it.
What kind of suit is it?
It's a warm suit, but it has flotation in it. So if you were to fall through, you're not going to fall under the ice.
Yeah, that's definitely a must.
Yeah. What was that?
The actual suit she won at that time was a striker, as a men's suit. Now she wears DSG.
Oh, nice.
Which is
only for
women.
Yep, I wear DSG now. Much, much better for women.
Yep, I agree with you. I have DSG bibs, but I have a striker jacket for our females because they have that as well now for females. But yeah, I know DSG is definitely the way to go.
Big time.
It's definitely easier for us to go, you know, number
I'm a
two,
dude, and I asked Sarah Kozlowski and a couple of the other girls, especially Nicole Stone, if I could wear a DSG, and they said yes. But I know every man would definitely question my authenticity.
But Stephanie,
it's
Are you going to be at the fishing event next weekend?
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yep, we help Max out every year at the event.
Oh, well, I'm definitely going to be going too, so hopefully I'll get to meet you there.
Awesome, that would be cool.
Yeah.
I just want to say, though, that in the last few years that I've met Max, I have, it's been impressive to watch how much this has grown, and his passion for this is, it's just amazing. And I am proud and blessed to be a part of it, and I can't wait to see where it goes from here.
Let me know where I'm supposed to send that Venmo payment, Stephanie. For that.
If those of you don't know, Stephanie is RT Outdoors'
official first pro staff here.
Perfect. Well, yeah. Thank you for calling in, Stephanie. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye. And before we go back to our conversation, we're going to go right to Megan with Casting. Oh, Casting Queens. I'm so excited.
She's the owner. She's the owner.
I just heard about you.
Queen B.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, I am laughing hysterically, as I'm sure you're listening or possibly seeing on Facebook.
Well, I was trying to, like, listen and then watch, but then there's, like, kind of a delay, so I couldn't do both. So I'm only on my phone right now.
Oh, nice. Well, I appreciate you calling
in. I definitely saw the laugh before.
Perfect. So Casting Queens, give me a quick elevator pitch of Casting Queens. What is that?
All right. Casting Queens is a women's only fishing brand that I started for women that love to fish and love a little glam. Is kind of our slogan. I love to fish. I love to do those things, but I also like to get my hair and makeup done.
Ooh, yeah.
And like go to get my nails done and things like that. And, you know, when I first started, there just really wasn't anything in the fishing industry that appealed to me in that area. Like, I just feel like the clothes and things that I was seeing was just like, I don't know. I say it kind of looked like something like your grandma would wear.
Yep.
And so I just decided to create my own brand, which kind of led itself to creating my own community group. And so that's kind of what Max was talking about. You know, we started that and it's really elevated. And it's a safe space for women, right? I mean, it's literally just for women. Like, we don't allow guys on there.
Oh, perfect.
Somehow guys get on there once in a while, and we have to kick them off. I don't really know how that happens. But
my name is Sarah.
Yeah. We had a few weird people like that, I'm not going to lie, that were like, okay, bye. But really, it's just a place for women to, you know, share their fishing pictures, share their advice, you know, connect. And it's not just people locally, it's people all over the country. We even have a few people in Canada that are on there. So it's That's just awesome. Fun to see all the different connections that are made and things like that. So it's really cool and fun.
I'm actually on your Facebook page for Casting Queens right now, and it says Ladies Fish Too with that that sweet chick that shows her muscle.
The Riveter.
Yeah, that is great. And you have 22,000 followers. Whole bunch of five stars. Which,
just to chime in here, our group has more than that. So,
shut up.
Just so everybody knows.
Yeah, you know, we cannot compete with Hard Water Freak, but you know.
Yes, you can. You can compete with them. You got this. I have faith in you.
She's eventually
against like women and guys.
She will surpass. You know. She will surpass us.
Yeah, I'm very. Like, are you going to be at the fishing event next week?
It's still up in the air. We were able to get a big group to go last year. Just turns out, like, some of the girls that we all went with last year, they just have things going on and stuff like that. So it was a bummer we couldn't get a big group to go this year. And I'm a new mom this year, so I have a 10-month-old. So I'm still kind of debating on how we're going to swing that.
I can be your new friend, Megan. I'll meet you there.
Hey, I am totally down for it. I do want to kind of come and, you know, show my face. So.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
it's the only right thing to do. You know, Max was, I'll give this, you know, Max does a lot for kids and veterans, but he honestly does a lot for women in the outdoors. And, you know, we were really blessed in the fact that he donated, and Hard Water Freaks, you know, donated a guided fishing trip for Casting Queens. And so now we actually have a giveaway going on our page for
Airboat
that
Mississippi River trip. It's live right now.
That sounds
it's
fantastic.
Gonna be super fun.
I've only been on an airboat once.
Yeah, you should definitely enter.
Sounds like something I definitely want to join.
I've only been on an airboat once, too. And it was definitely an experience.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Megan. I definitely am going to be creeping on your Casting Queens Facebook page. Oh, and there's a dog. I'm so excited. There's a dog on the page.
Guess who the photographer was.
Yeah, Max took the picture.
No, wait, really?
Guess who the photographer was.
Well, that was actually a perfect picture, too. Whose dog is that? Who's
mine.
Oh, I have my dog
annoying
here.
Dog that we love. But
nice. Yeah, I'm dog sitting right now. My friend Annie, her dog Cash, and I have my dog in the studio with me every single Thursday. I cannot go anywhere without him.
Who is awesome,
what kind of
by
dog
the
do
way.
You have?
I don't know where he went.
Thank you. Ben is not anything. He's a mama's boy. He'll not leave him safe. But yes, Megan, I appreciate you calling in. Very excited. And
yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
Hopefully I get to see you on the ice next week.
Yes, hopefully. Seriously. Let's
okay.
do it.
All right, thanks. Have a good night.
All right,
bye.
Have a good night, guys.
Well, look at you knowing people that are actually fantastic.
Oh, I know a lot of fantastic people, and I highlight them as much as possible.
Okay, so go back to www.
So Wounded Warriors United Wisconsin, that's who we donate to. Last year, we donated a significant amount of money. He was able to take that money, and it helped fuel his mission to put over 140 veterans last year alone on hunting and fishing trips.
Absolutely wonderful. So now we have to kind of hurry up because we're more than half over with the show. And don't worry, we are doing a part two to more of just ice fishing.
Ooh.
And tips and tricks. Of
tips,
like,
tricks, and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, all the jazz. So kids, what you said for the fishing event next weekend, are you going to be out there teaching them yourself? Like,
so actually, quite a few of our sponsors send stuff, and not hands on at the event. Yeah, not hands on.
I had to correct myself.
Not so much hands on with helping kids at the event. No, but I know what you're saying. Quite a few of our sponsors send us stuff for the event specifically for me and volunteers like Roman to take machines out and surprise kids on the ice. Now, I do that all year with my own money, my own product, and sponsors contribute to it. So, like, for example, this year, Maps and Mr. Twister sponsored the event, and they said, we'll send this for the raffle table if you promise to take this and surprise a kid with it. So, like,
aww.
And nobody knows what's on my raffle table. I should say our raffle tables. I do not market the raffle table, but every year people show up and they're like, oh my God, like this is insane. And it's cool to have sponsors be like, we want to contribute to the raffle table, but you need to take this and give it to kids on the ice. And that's like means the world because these kids,
they're going to be the ones fishing. They're going to be ones out there.
The next generation. Yeah. And it's not only just on the ice. Max does it year round.
In my kayak.
Fishing on the kayak. We were out fishing together this year and we stopped a pontoon boat with a dad and a son. And Max pulled up next to him and surprised him with a bunch of gear.
Like I gave him the
gear. Wow.
It was pretty cool.
I gave him the presentation. He goes, I already know what you're doing. He goes, I've seen you do this on social media. And I was like, so you know what's going on? He's like, yeah. So like, I didn't even cut to the speech. Just surprised this kid with some free lures and shook hands and went about our way.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I was looking on the Hard Water Freaks and you went up to a group of a family.
Yep.
And you had three or four kids there, and you were giving away stuff. That was fantastic.
I do it every weekend on the ice. I do it. And we actually have sonars now that we will, if I see a kid fishing without a sonar, I know what you're thinking. Oh, you need to learn the ropes and fish without one. If I see a kid without a sonar, like a reasonably aged kid, I'm not talking 2 years old, but you know, my rule is like, you know, 5 to 15. If I see a kid without a sonar, I have one with me at all times, an extra one in the box sealed. I will give it to that kid. It's just a way to set the tone. Like, hey, this isn't just fishing. This is a community, and the community cares about you being successful. So, like, that's, like, the big mission with kids.
Good for you. That makes me very, very happy. It actually makes me want to have kids because right now I don't want to have kids because it's just a horrible place right now.
Don't do it. If you think you don't hunt and fish enough now, don't start that process.
But with going back to the sonar, I had to learn. I've only started 10 years ago. I'm that person that had my boyfriend show me the ropes, and I actually really love it. Knowing where my food comes from is fantastic. And I also get to bring my dog with me everywhere, and he has an absolute blast. But fishing without sonar, it gets boring very fast.
I need
to see what's going on. I'm very impatient. Surprise, surprise, a female is impatient. But I need to see what's going on, and that'll help them be connected with what's going on, see what's going on. Because it's kind of like a video game when you look on there.
Oh, big time.
When you actually look at it. I don't understand how to do the whole circle one yet with the lights. I have to have the actual...
The graph.
Yeah.
So like, we have a live scope now. My significant other and I, we call her Big Booty Judy.
Big Booty.
It is... But it's...
Oh my God.
No, but it is... the live scope, I will say this, I've had all of the sonars, I wouldn't say I've not owned every brand, but I've had all the capabilities of sonar since the beginning. The live scope really makes you a lazy fisherman.
It's definitely a game changer.
I don't care where you're hiding, I am coming to find you, and we are going to catch you.
Oh, that's pretty. I haven't used one of those yet, so I'm very excited.
Oh, it's not fair. I'll say
that. It's definitely cheating.
It's definitely cheating.
Anybody who says it isn't is lying.
Oh, all right. And just like that, we're to another segment over. We're getting close to being done. Give us a call at 844-967-2789 about anything you want to talk about before the last segment goes on. You're listening to Raised in Wisco.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. Every time I do, it makes me.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michaels trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michaels Corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 26 this afternoon. Under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast again tonight, lows around 17. High temperatures reach up to 30 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Upper 20s Tuesday and Wednesday with a chance for snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 19.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
But man,
if you ever cut off Creed ever again, Danielle,
Kel, what are you doing in there? Turn it up, buddy.
Oh, you're listening and laughing along to Raised in Wisco on 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw, WAUK. Again, we're in downtown Waukesha, 217 Wisconsin Avenue. You could bring us some food or some beer, whatever you would like. Some dog treats for the doggos. That'd be all right.
Fireball. Just don't hit our cars. That'd be really
yeah,
nice,
don't hit the cars. So we had Stephanie Jackson and Megan on, and that just got me very, that got me very excited because knowing there's females out there that are contributing more than I can and to help get the females and kids out there and spreading the word was absolutely fantastic. And as I was talking about, the fishing event is next weekend. What day is that?
Saturday the 28th.
Beach opens at 4:30 a.m. The event is from 11 to 7.
11 to 7 and four tickets. I think I saw something on there for tickets.
It's unlimited tickets, but nonetheless, there is we have a professional national anthem by Zach Daniel, recording artist. He comes and everybody will say, there's people bawling, like people crying, like while it's going on, because Zach Daniel is, you know, Z-A-K-K, the word, and then Daniel. Look him up on Facebook. People cry when this man sings the national anthem because it is sang better than Whitney Houston. Sorry, Whitney.
Oh, you dissed Whitney Houston.
Sorry, Whitney.
I'm so excited to hear this now.
It is amazing.
That's wonderful.
But I do have multiple requests coming in on your live feed and my live feed that people want to hear the famous What We Did Last Year.
Oh, no.
They are wanting to hear it.
Wait, hold on. I feel like I need to record this.
So every year we do this big Hard Water Freaks chant, and like, you know, we get like 500 people screaming Hard Water Freaks. I say Hard Water, they say Freaks. And last year I chimed in, and I was like, because people throughout the day were going, "Oh yeah," and then like the whole crowd would like be like, "Yeah, oh yeah," like doing that every day, having a good time. So these dogs are going crazy over here. Last year, I went randomly to the whole crowd and I was like, "Can I get a huh? Yeah." And 500 people gave me a huh.
No.
Oh, I have the video, and it was amazing.
Sounds fantastic.
And my reply after that was like, "So apparently everybody here has TikTok."
Yep.
But shameless plug, everybody. Seeing as so many people are asking what I'm drinking, I am drinking a cinnamon whiskey by Fireball, which is 33% alcohol by volume. And so is Roman. They keep asking, so.
Oh, where's mine?
Give the people what they want.
Here's the Shotzi.
Oh, I got one now, too.
Yep.
Yay.
She's got a Shotzi. I mean, if you want to have it, you can have it.
I mean.
We are going to be investing in Fireball because we drank in one outing. I'm pretty sure we drank a whole 2.5 gallon bucket between the five of us.
Oh, Lord.
It was me, Jeff, Steph, Fran, Roman, all five of us. We finished like a 2.5 gallon bucket of Fireball.
Oh, gosh.
And we weren't even drunk. Like, we just sip it all day.
That sounds like gut rot city to me right there.
Well, some people are adults.
Especially when you chase it with a box of Sour Patch Kids. Yes.
If you are looking for
a lose adult. Your taste buds, but
if you are looking to lose your taste buds, Fireball and Sour Patch Kids will do this for you. Do not tell your local dentist.
Okay, so Roman, I feel like we haven't talked to you much about anything.
What do you want to know?
Well, you know.
I am married. I have two kids. Speaking of two kids, I have two little girls, and I got them out fishing this year.
How little is little?
9 and 7. And my 9-year-old finally decided to ask me to go fishing this year because Daddy spends a lot of time on the ice. in the summertime, Daddy spends a lot of time in the open water with Mama and the girls because that's what they like doing. And they know that in the wintertime, Daddy likes to ice fish. So I go ice fishing a ton. And Eva asked to come with me this year.
And that's the greatest picture.
She slayed some really nice bass this year all by herself. So those are memories that we made. And I'm hoping that she continues to enjoy the sport of ice fishing with Dad. Still working on Avery, the little one.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to come out very much right now, but we're working on it.
That's wonderful. And what about the wifey? What did she come out there? Does she enjoy ice? Is it a family event?
Not a family event. My wife does not like the cold at all. She is a beach girl. She loves being outside in the summertime. We spend as much time as we can on the open water.
Yeah.
But on the hard water, she is. She stays home with the girls and does dancing and ballet and all the other winter activities indoors.
Nice.
But she did come out with me a couple weekends ago.
Nice.
You can find the Roman Tuller family out on local beaches such as Lulu Lake Beach and Beulah.
We're out on Beulah all the time. So if you're looking for an autograph or a fireball,
if you see a 5'10" gentleman chugging these, stop by for a free shot.
But we're getting close to the end of the segment, and I'm very excited and thankful for everything we've been talking about. But also, I wish that we could have covered safe ice gear, what type of lures. Like
segment number 2, we shall.
To be.
So there is no such thing as safe ice. Safe ice is only as safe as you make it.
Right? Yeah. Oh, that is my shameless plug.
That was a plug.
People heard one. People running around saying no ice is safe ice is what is wrong with the ice fishing industry. The ice is as safe as you make it. If you bring a spud bar, it's either unsafe or safe. Mm-hmm. Don't leave it up to social media heroes. Leave it up to you and your spud bar.
Yes. And like I was talking about before, girls, I don't have many girlfriends that go ice fishing because they also hate the cold. But I have learned to buy the proper attire to, you know, stay warm. But I'm out there by myself a lot and I bring Bandit with me and I'm terrified. If I cannot touch the bottom, I'm freaking out.
So in 20 feet of water, you're not fishing in 20 feet. You're fishing in 5.
I will because I know it because I did all the tests. Like I did the spud bar. I looked around. I looked for the dark ice, for snow covered, for all the holes and everything.
You want to hear a fun pack about snow covered ice? The only time I've ever fallen through the ice
was on snow covered ice.
Was on glare ice and I walked across a snow patch and I fell in.
I will not walk across because of that reason alone. I'm terrified of snow humps unless I know it's freaking the end of January and we've been cold the whole entire last year was nice.
You want to know what's worse about me falling through the ice?
What?
I fell through on top of ATV tracks that went 5 seconds before me. Oh. And I fell through and he did not. So
what about did you have a floating suit on?
I always have a floating suit on, but Jesus was watching me and there was payback in that one because a 700-pound machine did not go through my whole left side of my body did.
So he was trying to say eat a salad? Or?
I mean, 207 pounds of pure medium muscle.
Well, we'll leave it on that note because we're getting very close to the end. Again, thank you guys for coming in. There will be a part 2.
Part 2.
Looking forward to it.
We need to talk more about things and stuff and stuff.
Roman's haircut and how he's stolen valor because he never served, but he's got a military haircut. We need to discuss this.
I think we need to keep on topic and talk more about ice fishing and hunting on part 2.
On part 2, yes. You're listening to 540 AM, 101 FM. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, but mostly find us on Spotify, where this episode will rerun tomorrow on Spotify and on Apple. Just look under Raised and Wisco. Thank you for listening. Have a good night.
Widowmaker! Widowmaker Lures!
All I think is see. Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has three openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5, at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.